All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum 2 Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, September 19, 2011, More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. First, I want to let everyone know that Mr. Ken Moore came through his surgery fine and is home resting comfortably. He wanted me to thank everyone for the calls, cards, and especially for the prayers. Well, everywhere I go, people are so excited about our new 40-year-old company, Legal Shield. I want to encourage everyone, if you haven't already, get to a new business briefing in your area and see the new presentation. Of course, get to the new basic training as soon as possible. Well, we're already getting excited about the 2012 Oklahoma City Convention, and on this morning's leadership call was announced that you can get a free ticket to attend if you market 20 legal plan memberships between September 12th and December the 31st. So what a great way to get in free at the Oklahoma City Convention. Also, they announced that some of the new tools should be coming out later this week. And if you haven't already ordered the new brochures, they're available through supplies at the home office. You're limited to 100 of the new brochures each at this time, so you can get those new supplies on a 3-to-1 ratio. The new Legal Shield business cards are now available. Just go to JFA, that's JFAonline.com. You can place your order, and I've seen them, and they're very professional looking, so I encourage you to get stocked up on those as soon as possible. Well, it is my honor to introduce tonight's special guest speaker. Of course, he's a Millionaire Club member, a $250,000 ring earner, Platinum 2 jacket recipient. He has an incredible rags-to-riches story. He's a published author, a wonderful presenter and trainer in personal development from Heber City, Utah. I want to welcome Mr. Chris Hughes to our call. Mr. Hughes, are you on?
Yes, sir. Mr. Moore, I'm here.
Listen, young man, I am so proud that you're on our team, and I'm so proud that you decided to help us out and assist us with this call tonight. I'll brag on you all night long, but I'm going to turn the call over to you. Mr. Moore, I think he is on the call tonight. He's not in speak mode because he did just come through the surgery, but he's very, very proud of you, and he wanted me to tell you he's sorry he's not on, but he is on. He's just not in speaker mode, okay?
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Moore. Both Mr. Moores and Randy, great to hear your voice. Great to hear that you're coming through, and heard you had a close call. And Sky and I have been praying for you and praying for your dad and praying for the whole team. And I want to thank you for the trust and the invitation to be here on tonight's call. And I've got a lot to cover in a short period of time, so I'm just going to jump right into it. And I'm going to tell my 30-second story and get right to the content. But I've been with Prepaid for 12 years. And every day I've been with Prepaid in the last 12 years has been a blessing in my life because of where I was before Prepaid Legal. I was so, as Jim Rohn says, don't be frustrated, be fascinated. But this was before I met Jim Rohn, and I was frustrated with my life. I used to cry myself to sleep at night and ask God, you know, what lack I yet? What do I have to do to make some money in this life? What do I have to do to feel like I can make a difference in this world? What do I have to do to have some self-respect when I lay my head down on my pillow at the end of the evening? You know, as a man, as a sole breadwinner of my own family with just me, and then now today, a wife and four kids, when a man is not providing for himself and certainly for his family, and I can only speak as a man, I don't know what it's like to be a woman, but when they're not providing for their family, it puts a lot of strain on the psyche and a lot of strain on the emotions. It was a very tough time for me. I was behind in all my bills and obligations. I was hiding my car from the bank and the tow truck, and just, you know, gosh, it's like, gosh, I want it so bad. I dropped out of college, and I jumped around from job to job. I think I had 27 jobs by the time I was 27 years old, and I didn't know what I was going to do with my life, but I knew exactly what I didn't want to do, and that was work for any of those 27 companies that I had worked for earlier in my life. And so, you know, Prepaid Legal was it wasn't just like something that fell in my lap that I thought, well, I'll give this a try. It was, to me, this was a godsend. This was a miracle. This was a blessing. This was a gift. To me, it was like manna, right? Manna from on high. As soon as I saw Prepaid Legal that first time, I got chills. This has been very much a spiritual journey for me as much as a financial or any other type of way. This journey has been an incredibly robust, multifaceted journey for us, and it continues. every day. And it's even gotten better today with Legal Shield, and hopefully I'll have time to share those comments towards the end of my time. But so that's where I was, and my brother Jeff and his wife Cindy, thank goodness they responded positively to a Legal Shield, I guess I should say, Legal Shield presentation and a Legal Shield business briefing, and they grabbed a video and they showed it to my two brothers, Mike and David, and their wives and myself, and we got it. We got it. You know, I thought, this is it. This is what I've been praying for. And, you know, that first month was a rough month for me. And then I was like, you know, I started doubting myself. And oh, gosh, is this really it? You know, I mean, I was excited, but I just didn't make the money that I thought I would make. And anyway, I can just tell you this. From zero to six figures in passive income and prepaid legal, it took me a little less than 3 years from scratch to do that. And so thankful to be able to say that. Some go faster, some go slower, but I'm the speaker tonight, and I did it in 3 years. And, you know, in those 3 years, I didn't miss a business briefing. And by the way, these are some good nuggets. I didn't miss a briefing. I didn't miss a conference call. I think I missed my first Super Saturday before I really understood the importance, one of those first Super Saturdays before I'd made that commitment to not miss anything. But after that, never missed a Super Saturday, never missed a convention. And, you know, 3 years later, was earning over $100,000 a year in passive income. And it's gotten better and better and better since then. And we've been able to buy houses and cars and been able to we've been debt-free four times, which I laugh about because, you know, you think you'd learn. But it's such a nice feeling to be able to pay off all your bills, all your debts. And today I'm a stay-at-home dad. I've got four kids. My wife and I are raising together. We love them. We take them to school every day. We pick them up every day during the summertime, breakfast, lunch, dinner, every day. Lots of vacations, volunteer in our church. I'm on the school board at my son's school. I mean, we just have this really rich, abundant life, and we also have the finances to go with it, which we just are so very thankful for. So, you know, that's kind of a sketch of my story. I said it was going to be 30 seconds. That was more like 3 minutes, but Let me share with you something that happened to me several years ago. You know, my dream in prepaid legal, even before I got into prepaid legal, Legal Shield, was to be a motivational speaker and was to write books and create info products. And I'm happy to say that because of Legal Shield, because of this business, those dreams are coming true. I've had some invitations to speak in different places around the world, got some other invitations, you know, on the calendar. It's going to be a great year for Sky and I with Legal Shield and also in the pursuit of our dreams. And that's what, let me just say this, that's what I love about this business. You know, some people get into the business to you know, to be a Dave Savola, to be the number one money earner, to be on the, you know, to be a road warrior, be on the road, be out there traveling, serving, learning, growing, getting to know all the people and doing meetings, you know, year after year after year after year. A lot of people come into prepaid legal because they want to be a mom. They just want to make enough money to be a mother, to quit their job or to get their husband out of their job so that they can be a full-time mom or full-time dad. Or maybe they missed that opportunity and they just want to be a better grandparent than they were a parent. Or maybe they have aged family members and they just want to get them home and out of the, you know, out of the hospice or maybe out of the retirement center. They want to get them home. They want to be able to be with them and take care of them. Or maybe they've got to help with medications. Or maybe they want to build a ministry. Or whatever dream. We all have dreams. We all have goals. And tonight, as we get going, I want to ask you, what is yours? What is your goal? What is it that really would turn you on? And I keep saying prepaid legal, but Legal Shield gives you the opportunity to create time and financial freedom so that you can do what you want to do. You know, my thought was, well, I'll build Legal Shield until I'm making a six-figure income, and then I'll go be a speaker, writer, do all those things. But here's what I found. I fell in love with Legal Shield. I fell in love with this business. I fell in love with the people and the processes and the systems and the conventions and all the things that we do. So now my life is even better and even more rich and more fulfilling than I could have even imagined. You know, so now I'm not, you know, just doing writing and creating info products and doing seminars, the things that I thought would just make my life perfect. I get to be a dad. And I get to be a Legal Shield associate, and I get to take calls from my team and coach and mentor and teach and train. So we have such a unique and wonderful and beautiful, incredible, lucrative opportunity in front of us with Legal Shield. More on that later. I was watching CNN, which I never do. Years ago, I was flipping through the channels, and I just happened to see CNN as I was flipping through the channels. And the only reason I stopped is because I saw Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins is one of the highest, if not the highest paid, motivational and transformational speakers anywhere in the world. If you want Tony Robbins for an hour, it'll cost you about $100,000 to $250,000 to come in to speak for your company or for yourself or for anybody else. So, I mean, here's a guy who's good, right? He's good at what he does. Okay, well, he's on CNN, Larry King Live, and to his left is Eric Schmidt, who is at the time the CEO of Google. Okay, and I thought, wow, this will be interesting. And I hear them talking about the economy. And I go, okay, well, this is good. I'm going to listen. And Larry King says, well, the economy's in the pits. He talks about the real unemployment numbers are about 20%. The people who were still taking unemployment benefits, as well as the people that fell off the rolls and the people that were underemployed, about 20%. And he says, do you think it's going to get worse before it gets better? And what do you have to say to the people? Okay, this is the question Larry King asked of Eric Schmidt, CEO of Google. And the CEO, Eric, said, yes, I'm afraid that it will get worse before it gets better. And what I would tell the people of the United States of America is to just hold on, you know, just hang on. I know unemployment is hard. I know it's hard to not have a goal, but just hang on. The economy is going to get back. And I'm screaming at the television, hang on. Hang on to what? People've got nothing to hang on to. They're losing everything. How long can you go without feeding your family? How long can you go without a roof over your head? How long can you hide your car from the bank? Hold on. You know, my wife's laughing at me, and I'm just it really it made me mad. And then Tony Robbins chimes in. They go, Tony, what do you think? And he says, no, don't hold on. He says, that's crazy talk. You've got to make your own opportunity. You've got to go out there and make your own offer. You can't wait. You've got to feed your family. You can't wait. What if it doesn't come back? What if it doesn't rebound? What if you could be waiting, thinking you're going to wait a year. What if you end up waiting 5 years, 10 years? Don't wait. Do what you have to do to feed your family. And I was like, yes. You know, I'm like, yeah, that's it, that's it. And I realized in that moment that what we were seeing is the old mentality, the old economy, the old way of thinking in Eric Schmidt, and we were seeing the new way of thinking, the new economy in Tony Robbins. And it inspired me to write a book. And that's actually the second book that I wrote. It's called Staying Up in Down Times, How to Thrive in the New Economy. And family, what I want to train on tonight for the next few minutes is that we are in a new economy. Do y'all remember the old Oldsmobile commercials? You remember those back in the 80s, maybe the early 90s, and at the end of the commercial they'd say, this isn't your dad's Oldsmobile, or this ain't your dad's Oldsmobile. Remember those commercials? Well, as I look at the economy today, this ain't your daddy's economy. This isn't your mama's economy. This isn't your grandfather or grandmother. This is an all-new economy with new rules, new philosophies, and new ways of thriving. And if we don't understand what the new rules are, we're in trouble. I mean, we are in trouble. And that's, you know, you look back in history. There were people in the Industrial Revolution, a lot of the people left left the farm for the factory, right? Because opportunity had changed. The farmers saying, no, 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 this is the way it's always been. We need the farm. I'm never going to leave the farm. Well, the farmers got crushed, right? Then it was the people that had the jobs. They did really, really well. Then after the Industrial Revolution came the service industry. When you have millions of people that move from the farms into the city, that creates a whole new dynamic. It created the service industry, right? Clerks, secretaries, waiters, bartenders, right? Shoe shine. I mean, there's all the service industry. So there was this whole new world was created. And people who were really paying attention said, no, I don't want to be working in the industrial jobs. I want to be working in the service jobs. I want a desk job. I want to be able to serve these millions of people that have come into the cities. Well, there was a change back in the 80s. This change started. It was the communication information age, and it's taken several years to come into complete momentum, but that's where we are today. We're in the information age, and anybody who's trying to live their life as though we live in the service age or as though we live in the industrial age, they're going to get crushed. And now this is bad news, and I got good news on the back end, I promise. So that's the reality. Well, some of the new rules of money, you know, savers are losers. What does that mean? Well, it means that people who are putting dollars in the bank, savers are losers. Robert Kiyosaki talks about that. There was a time when saving money was smart. Now the dollar is declining. There are people in the, around the world, experts, that predict that the dollar might go away. That's a law of the new economy. Another law of the new economy is that the currency of the new economy is knowledge, not fiat currency. It's knowledge, not a paper bill. It's knowledge, not fake, you know, fake silver coins. It's knowledge. It is the swift application and, acquisition, assimilation and application of relevant specific knowledge. That is the currency of the new economy. So right now, even today, we have hovering 9% unemployment. We have, again, still over 20% real unemployment numbers. And we've got President Obama, who's going to invest $500 billion that we don't have, and I don't want to go political here, but that we shouldn't be spending, you know, on a jobs bill. We need an entrepreneur bill. We need a leadership bill. We need a business bill. We don't need a jobs bill. See, that's the old economy talking. The reason they're so frustrated, and Republicans and Democrats alike are beating their heads together, because they're trying to reassemble a busted paradigm. They're trying to puzzle piece together a situation that's irreparable, and they don't get it. But we all get it on this line here today. We understand what needs to happen. See, the new economy says, we're not going to pay you for the hours. We're going to pay you for what you put into the hours. See, that's a paradigm shift. That's a law of the new economy. No longer are we going to thrive because of the hours that we put into the day. We only thrive in today's economy by what we put into the hours of the day. We are in a performance-based economy. And today, we get paid for performance. You know, people that are on hourly wages, they're getting killed. People that are relying on a job, you know, on a boss. I mean, I had a friend who's making six figures, got laid off, got another six-figure job before the economy collapsed in 2007, 2008. And then he got laid off again, and I'm like, look, build a business, buddy, come on. Like, can't you see the world is changing? Can't you see the middle class is gone? Can't you see that we're shipping all of our jobs overseas? Can't you see that the things aren't working like they used to work? And then he went and got another job at $60,000, and they laid him off, and he got another job at $40,000. And today he's working for a pittance. He's working for a fraction of what he used to earn, thinking that, you know, I just have to get a job. I have to have a good, solid, you know, secure job. I'm like, there is no such thing. Those days are gone. So that all sounds really heavy, family. Let me turn the corner on you. We are in a performance-based economy. It's all about the service and the value that you bring to the marketplace. We get paid for how we help people. We get paid for solving problems. We get paid for making problems and challenges go away. That's how we thrive in the new economy. Well, we have this opportunity of Legal Shield. We have a unique product that is unavailable anywhere else. Nobody is delivering a product like we are in any way, in any like form or fashion. We have a huge barrier of entry, which means that there's not going to be, you look at all the juice deals and the skincare deals and the vitamin deals. If someone did it, all you have to do is put a new label on it, reverse engineer it, change it up a little bit, and call it your company. And we've seen this time and time and time again. I mean, I remember when Noni Juice came out. It was like Noni Juice, this Tahitian Noni Juice. You get it in Polynesia, and it's this potato-like fruit, and it's had medicinal been used for medicinal purposes for 2,000 years, and it cures cavities and cancer and bring your wife back, and all these radical claims, right? Well, they went crazy with this product. It was $40, $50, $60 a bottle, and they went crazy. Well, there was a break-off at the top level. Well, hey, this isn't that hard to do, and they found a different kind of a fruit, a different berry, you know, mangosteen, and they started Zango, and they created this $500 million industry, and they went crazy, and they go, no, we found something even better. You know, one of the top leaders breaks off, and he says, no, it's acai berry. We're gonna do acai berry. Oprah's talking about it. We can get into that industry. And then somebody broke away and goes, no. You know, we're going to do acai, we're going to do mangosteen, and noni. It's going to be the best, you know, and there's Zhri, and there's Seven, and there's all these break-offs. And how many vitamin deals are there? And how many skincare deals are there? And how many coffee deals are there? I mean, it's like candles, coffee, jewelry, cookware, makeup. I mean, there's just so many, weight loss, skincare, vitamins. It's just, I've been hit up so many times over the years. And I'm like, you don't get it. We have a unique product that nobody else has. Unlike all these other companies, we actually get paid real money for just marketing the membership. Y'all know what? Somebody pitched me on something recently, and this is what they told me. They said, when you get three people, and you help those three people get three people, when you get three people and you help those three people get three people, you get an iPad. I go, wow, cool. I go, well, I already have an iPad. You know, what's your opportunity cost? $500. So, well, I could just pay $500 to get my own iPad. Well, yeah, but isn't that cool? Well, no, I don't. I mean, what's the product? Well, it's this. Well, everybody's selling that. How do you differentiate yourself from GNC? How do you differentiate yourself from Walmart? Well, you know, ours are better because we have that. Right? And it's like, no, I don't want to do that. You know, in this company, we figured it out. This company this guy was telling me about, in order for me to make $200, I have to go out and collect $6,000 from the marketplace. I got to go find friends and family to find friends and family to find friends and family. And between all of us and our team, we have to get people, our friends, family, neighbors, to give us $6,000 just for me to make $200. And that's so typical. In most other companies, family, with Legal Shield, you want to make $1,000, you could be brand new today. Go out and market 8, 9, 10 memberships yourself, bring in a total of, what, about $400 from the marketplace, you make $1,000. Instead of collecting dollars for pennies, we collect pennies for dollars. Prepaid Legal, in my opinion, is the only real deal there is. It's the only real deal there is, Legal Shield, excuse me. Because, again, I'll recap and I'll be done. We have a unique product that is unavailable in the marketplace. You're not going to go to Walmart, GNC, or any other company and see an end cap full of prepaid Legal. You're not going to see it. You're not going to hear about it. We have a huge barrier of entry. If somebody wants to come into our space and create their own Legal Shield company, good luck and God bless. You're going to need it. You just can't do it. People have tried and failed. I mean, American Express tried it. When was the last time you heard about American Express Legal Plan? Been a long time. Montgomery Ward's tried it. They failed, went out of business. No one has been able to come into our space and do what we have done. So we have a huge, huge, gigantic barrier of entry. We get paid daily. Daily, every day. You could literally go out and market a membership tomorrow morning and you know, see how much money you got paid in your back office tomorrow night. We've got Mid-Ocean Partners backing us now, $650 million investment, rebranded, repositioned as Legal Shield. Everything they've done is beautiful. I am more excited today than I've ever been about my Legal Shield business. I consider it an honor and a privilege to be here, and specifically to be here right now. So to tie all this up in a nice little bow, the new economy is here, folks, and we can love it or hate it. We can acknowledge it, look at it, prepare for it, educate ourselves, or we can bury our head in the sand. There's nothing we can do about that. It's here. We can either face it head on and do what we need to do to take care of our families, or we can bury our heads in the sand and you know, be punished financially for the rest of our lives for that level of ignorance. the new economy is here, and the laws in the new economy says this is all about performance-based. And in Legal Shield, we have an opportunity to perform and enroll our friends, family, neighbors into a membership that really matters, that really makes a difference. We can call on companies and corporations, and we can protect them, and we can protect their employees with a real product that pays real money. We can perform by going out and sharing this incredible business opportunity to people. I mean, I can't tell you how many people I've been able to share the business opportunity with who have been able to create significant success in this company. And gosh, what a blessing that is, to be able to take somebody who's struggling, like myself 12 years ago, from the ghetto in Fort Worth, Texas, give somebody an opportunity to clean themselves up, to get focused, get educated, get motivated, and get after it, and to be able to change your entire life, change your stars forever. And when I say performance-based, that's what I mean. We are performing by recruiting people. We are performing by placing the Legal Shield membership with families and companies. And the more we perform and the better we perform and the greater value that we bring to this country and the greater service that we bring to this country and the people in it, the more money we can make, the more money we make, the higher level of freedom we have. And that's what God intended for each and every one of us, to be free. And that's why we live in this awesome country, United States of America, and our good friends and neighbors, Canada, so that we can truly be free. The promise of freedom, or the possibility, the potential of freedom has been given to all of us here in North America, but until we become financially sovereign, until we become mentally freed, liberated, and educated, we will not be free. But with this opportunity of Legal Shield, and in this new economy, as we produce, as we get better, as we bring value and service to the marketplace, we can have anything and everything that we desire, including freedom. So, Mr. Moore, I hope I didn't go too long, but I want to pass the call back over to you, sir, and I want to thank you so very much again for the trust and the invitation to be on your call tonight.
Well, of course, Mr. Hughes, you brought your A game tonight. That was just an incredible talk. I want you to quickly, if you would, Mr. Hughes, I know you have a great exposure tool in your Great Career Plan website. I know you've redone that with the video. Would you like to tell everyone about that real quick?
Yeah, I'd love to. We got that approved through the home office, so we feel great about that. it's GreatCareerPlan. It's GreatCareerPlan.com. And everybody can go there and get your own free recruiting website. And Randy, I heard today I got an email from somebody in the company who's charging people $50 to build them a little website, pretty much the exact same thing that we have at Great Career Plan. Ours is free. It's always been free. And there's you just go and sign up, get your own website. You can put your picture on it, your name and your phone number and your email. And when people go there, they have to log in to watch that new Legal Shield reveal video, that three-minute video that's so beautiful and so powerful. And the reason we did that, Mr. Moore, is because our team, the feedback that our team's been giving us is that no one has ever said no to that Legal Shield reveal video. So we're like, well, look, let's just put that in our Great Career Plan. We got permission from the company. They gave us the blessing. Absolutely. We put it in there. And, we're creating momentum with just a week back from convention, you know. I mean, so it's a great three-minute exposure to just Legal Shield, you know. I mean, there's nothing to say no to. There's nothing that anybody would have any objections to. That video is amazingly powerful. But they have to log into your site to watch it. So they log in, they put their name, phone number, email, hit submit, then the video starts playing. But what happens in the background is you get an email that says, hey, John Doe just went to your website. Here's his number. Here's his email. Okay, when he gets done watching the video, another email gets sent to you automatically. Hey, John Doe just finished your three-minute video. You know, and then it asks him, John Doe, what'd you like best? And he fills out a little form, hits submit. Now you get another email that says, hey, John Doe just, here's what he liked best. Here's when he wants to get started in the business. And then John Doe is prompted and says, look, I'll get back to you as soon as I can. But if you'd like to start sharing this opportunity with others, you can get your own free website. Click here. And a lot of our prospects are actually getting their own free website and start sharing it with people before we're even able to call them back. So it's an incredibly powerful tool. And I'll just announce this here first, Mr. Moore. We also, tomorrow morning, we should have at greatcareerplan.com/video, we'll have the new flip chart put to about 18 minutes of audio. Not the audio that is on the flip chart, but we redid the audio. It's a lot more upbeat and a little more fun. But that'll be a video that will be available right there at Great Career Plan. So if I take another 60 seconds, I'll just tell you how Ryan Burns and Travis Anderson and a lot of the top recruiters on the More Success team are using this system. Quick recap. Number one, they said first thing they do is they send people to Great Career Plan to watch that three-minute video. Everybody's interested when they watch that three-minute video. When they're interested, you know, they have questions. What is this? How does it work? How does membership work? What's it cost? Those are all buying signs. They don't answer any of those questions. Well, that's why we need to get together. And so their first preference is to get them to a live business briefing. If they can't get them to a live business briefing, then they want to do a sit-down. They want to meet them at a coffee shop so they can actually show them their passion, shake hands, build that trust if they don't know them already, and do a flip chart presentation. If they can't meet them at a coffee shop for a sit-down, then the third alternative is just, you know, a longer internet video. Maybe they're long distance. Maybe they don't have a meeting. Maybe they don't have a car, whatever. You know, people have different situations. So that's the final step. So if you can't get them to a briefing, which is preferred, if you can't get them to a sit-down, which is the fallback, and then you get them to an online video. So that's what that 20-minute video is. If you can't get them to a briefing or a sit-down, and we want to get face-to-face, you know, that's the thing I took away from convention. We want to get face-to-face absolutely as much as possible, and that's why I think this system is so good, because you get them interested, then you get them to the briefing or to the sit-down. If you can't do anything else, then at least now you'll have this full-blown 20-minute presentation. Tell them about the comp plan, the product, the service, the 149 and the business in the box, the full-blown presentation. And it's only about 18 minutes long. So that'll be at greatcareerplan.com/video. And that's it, Randy. It's going great. And it's an amazing recruiting tool, and people are really excited about it. And best news of all is it's working.
Well, two outstanding tools, and I appreciate all that you put in that. Before you go, I want to quickly go out to the state of Virginia to another Millionaire Club member, someone you know quite well, and that's your brother, Mr. Jeff Hughes. Jeff, are you on the call? Did we lose Mr. Jeff Hughes? Chris, are you still there?
I'm still here, yep.
Okay, I guess we've lost him. I don't know exactly what happened. He had I think he was going to chime in there just at the very end. But I do appreciate you being our special guest speaker. I can listen to you easily for several hours, not just several minutes. So I appreciate you bringing all your expertise to the team. Appreciate what you've done with that Great Career Plan website. Appreciate you getting it approved, and appreciate all the things that you've done. You've built an enormous team throughout North America, and you just continue to grow personally as a gentleman and a father and a team member. And I just want to thank you in front of everybody, and I know my dad would say the same, tell you how much we appreciate what you have brought to our team. And, of course, I'm sure the company Legal Shield is very proud to have you on board also. So thanks again, Mr. Hughes, for being our special guest speaker tonight.
Thank you, sir.
All right. And, Mr. Jeff Hughes, did you ever get on? Okay,
you
may be on the alternate number. I'm not real sure. But, ladies and gentlemen, again, I think we had an outstanding call. I appreciate each and every one of you for being on. We try to keep this call as close to 30 minutes as we can. We've gone over just a little bit. But in the end here, I want to say God bless you all. More Legal Shield success to each of you. And I want to tell everyone good night.